USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr will be defending his handling of the Mueller report when he testifies shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, as Democrats have accused him of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of the special counsel Robert Mueller before releasing a redacted version of Mueller's report. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says,
I don't think we can rely on the Justice Department to be summarizing what Bob Mueller said in that conversation to Bill Barr. We know from Mueller's own words from that letter that he viewed the Barr summary as misleading, as essentially allowing the White House to create this false narrative. No, this is serious business.
He was speaking on CBS News. The South Central U.S. cleaning up after over two dozen tornadoes touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The ADP National Employment Report just out this morning shows the economy added 275,000 private payroll jobs in April, far more than analysts had estimated, and the most since last July. The official government report is coming out on Friday. As violence has broken out in Venezuela, the U.S. again says it fully supports the people of that Central American nation in their quest for freedom, being spearheaded by opposition leader Juan Guaido. However, U.S. Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris says it doesn't mean the U.S. military should get involved.
And we obviously need to advocate for a peaceful end to this process in a way that sustains their democracy.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in a British prison after being found guilty earlier this month of skipping bail to avoid being sent to Sweden over a rape allegation. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential candidate, out and about in Dubuque, Iowa yesterday, warning a friendly crowd that President Trump wants to cut the social safety net to reduce the federal deficit. Biden saying he won't let it happen.
Mark my words. If he's reelected and the Republicans gain control, keep control of the Senate, this is going to be the battle of our lives. And if I'm president, it will not happen. It will not happen.
A new study suggests that autism can be diagnosed in children as young as 14 months. The finding is much earlier than the typical diagnosis of autism when children are 3 or 4. Specialists who treat kids with what's called autism spectrum disorder say earlier diagnosis can mean earlier intervention. And actor Ben Stiller will testify on the massive refugee crisis in Syria before a Senate panel today. May Day protests are prompting heightened security efforts in major cities around the world, as May 1st is International Workers' Day, and it's a national holiday in over 80 countries. Security is much higher in France. That's where violent anti-government protests have already been going on for months. Authorities plan to deploy over 7,000 police and dozens of drones in Paris. And once again, reminding you to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.